This Memorial Day weekend, the state expects some 600,000 people to come to New Hampshire, and many of them will be on the seacoast, though probably not many of them will do what poet and author Julia Shipley did. She walked the 13-mile stretch along New Hampshire's coast and wrote about it for the May and June issue of Yankee Magazine. Julia Shipley joins me now with more. Welcome to Weekend Edition.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, there is a long history here. I think you wrote that people have been settling in this area, once known as Winnicunnet, for thousands of years.
Thousands of years, yeah. Archaeologists from UNH excavated an area in 1974, 1975, along the Hampton River, and they found all kinds of things, bones, shells, tools, clay pots, suggesting that people had been living here for thousands of years. But as recently as 2,000 years, BC, the sea level rose, and so a lot more evidence of habitation is likely, you know, under the water now.
The way you describe some of these beaches along the coast, people are doing what you'd expect them to do on beaches. They're playing with their kids or collecting shells, and yet they seem pleasantly removed from the rest of the world. It becomes a real getaway, even if the rest of the world is really only across the street or on the other side of a parking lot.
Yeah, it's really interesting. There was this one gentleman, and he had set up his beach chair facing the ocean, and he'd written in the sand in front of him, "Chef's Day Off," you know? And he was just facing the ocean. Walking northward, it was from Massachusetts up to Maine. It was really interesting to think about how, like, off my left shoulder, there's people's lives, everyday errands, things going on. And then off my right shoulder, there's the ocean, which probably looks the way it's always looked. It's so neat to see there's this kind of beach culture almost. Like, as soon as you put your foot on the sand, you're like off duty in a way, unless you're a lifeguard, of course.
One thing that struck me is when you walked through a place known as Cable Beach because of the transatlantic cable that had been connected there in the 19th century. You noted that if you look east into the ocean, beyond the Isles of Shoals, there's just Spain.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's so amazing to think. That was something that surprised me, too. I thought I was just taking this walk on the beach. But history kind of kept sneaking up on me. And at Cable Beach, you know, this is the first transatlantic cable, and there are remnants of it there. And you think that people are now, you know, on the beach with their cell phones, and they can Skype if they want, or Google, or whatever. But this is this ancient kind of our first way of connecting across continents and time. What's interesting, too, is that remnants of those cable are snaking through this remnants of this forest that probably got maybe kind of scoured by the glaciers. It's pretty wild to think about going across the ocean, but also back in time.
There are all these dualities, in a way, that crop up. The everyday world is close to the microcosm of the beach. There's history, and yet there's this timeless quality about being on the beach. And I wonder, is it possible to sum up the coast and the people on it, or is even just a 13-mile stretch, not really that long, too much to condense into one description or one idea?
I think it's too much to condense, even though it's New Hampshire's the state with the shortest coastline. Each little beach sort of has its own culture. Jeunesse Beach was definitely sort of the surfer beach. Then there's Rye Beach State Park, which has the obelisk commemorating John Smith's sighting of the coast and visit to the Isle of Shoals up at Odeorn State Park, a place where there were World War II gunner turrets there that were watching the coast to protect it. It's all connected, and you can drive it along 1A. So theoretically, it is continuous, and yet each, it feels like it's beads on a string in a sense that each place sort of has its own feel, its own history, its own people that gravitate towards it. And the beaches closer to Salisbury, Massachusetts, I think, were really quiet versus Hampton Beach was great and full of people just kicking back and enjoying a lovely day with plenty of entertainment and food amenities nearby. And then up towards Odeon Point was, again, more secluded and contemplative. There's something for everybody.
Julia Shipley walked the 13 miles along New Hampshire's coast and wrote about it for the May and June issue of Yankee Magazine. Thanks so much, Julia.
Oh, thank you.